Call him. entertaining trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I bind Satan back in hell where he belongs. I have the church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
I'm gonna see if y'all like this kind of music. Come on. Just clap your hands.
Very pleasant, good Tuesday morning. It's May the 2nd, 2023. Want to welcome you and thank you so much for catching the wave live from Studios 1 and 2 of the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Yes, again, we are so grateful right here, 17 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've got more just like that coming your way. That was the sounds of the Texas Boys. And right before that, we started off with the sounds of Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. All right, well, look, on this day, it looks like here in Raleigh, North Carolina, looked like the weather's going to be not bad at all. And in Georgia, it's not going to be bad also. So if you're going to be traveling today, it's a good day to get out and do a little traveling. You may see a little difference in the temperature for the weather. It's not going to be in the 70s, but it's going to be pretty nice weather, comfortable weather for those of you to get out and, you know, just get a little bit of that spring breeze as the day goes by. All right, let's get back with more music. I got some things I want to address to you a little later in the program, and we're going to have a great time today. So you don't want to go anywhere. You want to tell a neighbor, tell a friend, spread the word to lock in to our NFI Radio Gospel Network, and you can join us anywhere in the world. Go to our website, nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. For the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music around the world. Now, back with more great gospel music. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning.
Jesus changed. He'll do it for you too. Got all in my walk.
Now we just read the half church here. The Bible said, for they that want joy, for what you got to do for it, y'all ain't talking to me. I said, for they that want joy, what you got to do for it. Now you know what we gonna do here? I want everybody in the building to get your neighbor by the hand. Get somebody by the hand. I'm getting ready to show you something here. We get ready to count to three. And when I get to three, I want everybody in here to leap up and pull your blessing down. Mobile, you ready? Tennessee, you ready? Charlotte, Texas, are you ready? Here we go.
Can I get an amen, please?
Amen.
I remember my sister Mary would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And the whole church knew, but no one would say anything. But I remember so clearly, she was in the kitchen washing dishes, and she would encourage herself.
Just don't know what to do.
Have you tried praying? So if you could talk to God, and you can tell him anything, what would you tell him?
When he would leave the house, she would say,
Lord, deliver me.
When you ball it up inside, it creates tornadoes in your tummy. Energy sparks emotions. You're molded by lots of pressure. Hatred is a small gesture. Yes, sir. See, you're nauseous over this nonsense. Friends should just be friends. But it's hard to tell your conscience. Paralyzed by the pain, smoothing on is just a concept. imperfected. My perfection, I'm only half of what you want. Half of what you need, baby.
You had to have a lot of them. That was the cool factor. And it might still be, you know. We rappers in hip-hop's gotta change the cool factor. We gotta start loving on our loved ones. I've never hit a woman and I never will. But mentally I've done the same damage. And I just wanna say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We never know what we're doing.
What we're doing.
You need a real Christian Sunday kind of guy. One that crosses his fingers when he lies. Crosses heart and hopes to die. Crosses T's and dots his eye. Crosses tassel when he crossed the stage. Crossing over pledging beta phi. You need a good guy. And I'm just a PK with two crosses on. A half-singing rapper that could pin a song. But I guess perfection is boring.
You want somebody.
That's gonna love you crazy.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
It's on your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor on a wonderful Tuesday. It's May the 2nd, 2023, and we are right at 8:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Once again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Again, our website, nl5radio.com. And the weather forecast in Raleigh, North Carolina, today's highs expected to get up around 67 degrees in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on tomorrow, on Wednesday, the highs are going to be somewhere around 62, 64 degrees with cloudy skies on Wednesday. So those of you, beautiful weather if you like in the 60s, and well, if you like, and you know, a little bit of cloudy skies on tomorrow, it's not going to be bad at all. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Here's the sounds of Claude Jeter.
Women, Mary, don't you weep. Martha, don't you moan. Listen, Mary,
don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to moan.
Questions.
Yes, Lord. No matter how great or small, He's the master. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Soprano, come on, let's go. Come on. Yep. Oh, my alto. Sing it like you mean it. Come on, sinners.
Don't cry, I want you to know it's all right. city is.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, some will try to deceive.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, disguising as she.
In Jesus' name.
No weapon formed against you. It just won't.
believe somebody in here really does love him. Let me hear everybody that love him shout, glory!
Glory! Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a time we are having.
Good in here, y'all.
What a time we are having, my. We're having church, huh? All right. Well, those of you, welcome. Just locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, where you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, that's nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. For the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, you've got the right choice and the right station, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, we are right at about 4 minutes before the top of the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And look out, people. The weather today is not going to be really hot. It's going to be nice weather. The day is high. It's expected to get up around 67 degrees here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on Wednesday, you can expect similar, close to the same, of the highs on tomorrow, on Wednesday, be somewhere around 62, 64 degrees with cloudy skies on Wednesday. All right, well, look, coming up a little later, right at the bottom of the hour, 9:30 a.m. this morning, they're going to be coming forth live, and we want to welcome them back on this Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m. It's Pastor Gladys Smith, along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. And this morning, joining them will be their guest speaker, Pastor Michael Austin, pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. He'll be coming forth this morning, and you definitely want to join in with us and listen to this powerful man of God as he come forth bringing forth the Word of God. All that and more gospel music this morning right here from the NFI studio, Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back. Going to take a pause for the call for the station ID, and we'll be back with more great gospel music.
All your favorite gospel hits plays here.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. In HD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
All right, brothers and sisters, let's get started, huh? Somebody said there's some young people listening too, huh? So let's do it. It's our spiritual morning workout. Come on, let's get it going. Come on, get those arms up and those legs. Come on, let's start with some jumping jacks. Come on, don't stop, don't stop. Come on, keep it up. Come on, let's get them jumping jacks. Come on. All right, I see you, grandmother. Come on, grandmother. Come on, grandmother. You got it. All right, come on now. Let's do it. Come on, don't stop them jumping jacks. Let's get that weight down. Come on, you're looking good. All right, we are doing the spiritual workout this morning. Oh, yeah. You're looking good, people. Come on, come on. Keep it up, keep it up.
Come on, Christian.
Come on, don't stop, don't stop. You're looking good. It's our Tuesday morning workout. Yeah, we're working it out, huh? Got to stay in shape. Come on. I know, yeah, Granddad, I see you working out with Grandmother, huh? You're not going to let her out, do you, are you? All right, we've got about one more minute. Come on, if you haven't started working out, you missed it this morning, huh? What a time we've had thus far. Somebody said, look, you had us doing jumping jack, doing the whole song, and I am woe out. I'm tired. All right. Well, look, I know I usually don't just have you doing jumping jack, doing the whole song, but today I thought maybe some of you need to, you know, you look down at your stomach, you know, right around your belly where you all feel sometime and say, I need to get some of this down, where I can just have it smooth, right, you know. Then when you look across the, you know, aisle, and you're in the aisle, you know, when you're in the aisle with shopping, doing your groceries or in a store doing a little shopping, and you see people in line, and you look at them, and you look at that man or that woman, and you see how slim they are around their stomach, and you're saying, well, I got to get mine down like that too. Well, jumping jacks is good for it, huh? So, you know, if you begin to do that every day, and one of the most awesomest way of getting it down is sit-ups. Some of you may not can deal with the sit-ups, but if you can lay flat on your back and stretch your legs straight out and begin to raise your legs up in the air and then open them and hold them for about 3 seconds, then close them back in the air and then let them down, do it about 10 times, you'll, every day, you'll see a big difference concerning getting some of that weight down around your stomach, huh? And it will work. Believe it, it'll work, all right? Okay. Look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music again. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Coming up live at the bottom of the hour is Pastor Gladys Smith, along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. And today they are back again. Their guest speaker, Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Now, back with more great gospel music.
I'm not gonna worry about it. I put it in your hands, and I say to you, I'm not gonna worry no more.
It's done.
I'm claiming my victory. I know I've already won. I'm casting all my cares, and I'm leaving with
protection also. I got my sword and shield. Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
Put your hands up, so sure you think you too.
Fifteen minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the sounds of Otis Kemp, and before that was Rick Dawn. As we continue with your girl, Sister Tasha Cobbs Leonard, right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Very pleasant, good Tuesday morning to you. It's May the 2nd, 2023. To God be the glory.
Every teeth, I don't dot every eye. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. And I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am and who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every sun, every song, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me. Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun.
gospel music at its best. Very inspirational song here on this wonderful Tuesday. It's May the 2nd, 2023. That's Sister Tasha Cobbs Leonard right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Well, the weather forecast highs degrees going to get around 67 degrees as we continue with the sounds of Melvin Williams of the Williams Brothers, Jesus is Love. Standing by live this morning is Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church.
Help your children, don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, and heaven might in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Oh,
All right, we are right at 27 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that you've enjoyed the music thus far. Got more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Standing by. He's ready to come forward this morning. And once again, we want to thank Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. This morning's guest speaker is Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. And now, let's welcome back Pastor Michael Austin. Good morning, Pastor.
God bless you. Good morning, Pastor Turner. It is a blessing again to be with you this morning via internet and air stream. We thank God today for another day that he has given us. Amen. Truly, God has done it again. It is a beautiful day and a beautiful day to be alive. I woke up this morning and when I woke up, I had a choice to make. I could have drowned myself in all of the problems that I was having and all the pains I may be feeling. But I'm reminded of the book of Lamentation that said, this I recall, therefore I have hope that it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Cause his compassion fail not, they are new every morning. Great, amen, is his faithfulness. Our mercies, amen, are renewed every morning. I give God praise. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I don't know how you all feel about it, but I will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope somebody is joining in with me who has stopped this morning to just give God thanks just for another day to be in the land of the living on your way to the land of eternity. God bless you. This is the Pastor Michael A. Austin. I am the pastor of the Oldest Missionary Baptist Church, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Amen. We bring you greetings this morning in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. And the power that's in his name. I thank God, amen. I give homage, amen, to Pastor Watkins, to Apostle Watkins, amen, who have shared this state, that allowed me to be on this platform to share in with the world and all that are listening, amen. My humble convictions and the powerful word of God, I thank God for the opportunity. Amen. With that being said, amen, we're going to have prayer, and I'm going to dive right into what I want to talk about this morning. I feel that the Holy Ghost has led me to. Amen. Pray with me if you will. Father God, it's in Jesus' name that we come to you now as humble as we know how. Lord, we just want to give you thanks for another opportunity, Lord, to help and to proclaim your name all over the world. Oh, God, because truly you are worthy to be praised. And there is no other name by which man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, God, Lord, for your son Jesus who died for the remission of our sins. Oh, Lord, that we may have a right to eternal life. God, we give you glory. Lord, but just look beyond all of our faults and, Lord, attending to our needs. Now, God, I pray, Lord, that you will come in now and make my thoughts your thoughts, make my speech your speech. Oh, Holy Ghost, I step out of the way now. I yield. Holy Ghost, take residence. Speak a word, Lord, that will bring edification to your people, glorification to thy name. And let hell forever be terrified, Lord, that your name is still great in the land of the living. Oh, God, we give you glory. We thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, we do pray. And this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I would that you would visit with me this morning, as I believe the Holy Ghost has led me to. I want to go to the very first book of Psalm. The very first book of Psalm, and I want to talk to some people in the way of encouragement, and I want to talk with some people who are teeter-tottering on their faith, as we know we're living in a time now where there is some of everything is going on, and it seems that evil and corruption and all things to bring our spirits down is escalated and taking front seat in our news media, even some in our churches, amen, than the blessings of God. But I want to stop by today and to remind all of us, including myself, that the earth is the Lord's, and then the earth is the Lord, amen, and all that they that dwell therein, amen, it is God. He is still in charge. And some of you may be wondering, amen, How can I be happy? Amen. How can I continue, amen, this every day, amen, with this uplifted spirit and just praising God, amen, even when it don't look good, even when things are not going my way. How do I continue to keep this upbeat spirit? You know, I preached Sunday to my church family and to those that were there visiting, amen. I preached, amen, from the 150th song, amen, at the end when David said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Did you hear what I said? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I use for a topic of that sermon, you do not have the right to remain silent. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, those who are listening, if you really look at it, amen, God has given you more ups than you have downs. Amen. He made more ways for you than you can imagine. Even though you don't see him working, he's working on your behalf right now. Amen. He's kept you from some things that you couldn't keep yourself from. Amen. I want to tell somebody this morning that you ought to be glad that he closed some doors. I know we pray for God to open doors, but we ought to be glad about some doors that he have closed. Because he surely have kept back some things from us that we couldn't handle. Listen, let me jump right in here. I'm excited this morning. Let me slow down. I'm excited about the word of God this morning. I was thinking, amen, yesterday, Lord, what would you have me to talk about? Amen. I just felt an encouraging spirit come about me. Amen. To those who are yet holding on, to those, amen, who may be going through the storms of life. Amen. And you're teetering and you're tottering and you're just struggling in your faith. It happens sometimes. Life has a way, amen, of bringing, amen, struggle to us. Amen. But it's in those struggles, amen, that we get strong. Amen. I know I'm right about it. Amen. I remember James said, my brother, when you fall into diverse temptations, he said, count it all joy. How do we do that? Oh, my brothers, my sisters, don't start this morning. I'll be going on preaching. Let me get to what I want to get to. Amen. Because I want to go there, but I'm not going. Listen, Psalms 1. This is how it reads, my brothers, my sisters. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, I want to deal with that for a minute, and then I'm going to move on, because what I want you to see this morning is that there is a way, amen, to walk blessed, and there is a way to walk in doom. My brother, my sister, listen, we have a choice this morning. Moses told the children of Israel, he said, behold, I put before you this day life and death. And he said, be zealous. Now he said, choose life. Amen. Listen, the power of life and death is on your tongue. And you have the power this morning to speak doom to your day or speak blessings on your day. It's all a matter of what you want. But let me tell you, let me remind you something now, because you speak blessings don't mean that the Satan is going to leave you alone. But you got to be determined that I'm going to do it the way the Bible says. I'm going to do it, amen, according to the instructions of the scriptures, amen, even though, amen, it may not feel good now, but I'm a witness that he may not come when I want him, but he was always on time. Listen here. The psalm begins with this word. It says, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Woman, we're not leaving you out. Amen. Put yourself in there. Blessed is the man. Listen, he addresses, amen, so we ask the question, how can I be blessed? That word blessed in the Hebrew interpretation means perpetual blessings. It can be read as blessedness or happiness. So how can I walk happy? How can I be happy? How can I wake up every day facing what I got to face, dealing with what I got to deal with, but still manage to walk through the day, amen, with my head up, declaring I am favored of God. My God, I feel it right here. Amen. How can I get up in the morning? Amen. Bills are more than my money. Amen. Problems are bigger than my solutions. Amen. I turn to my family, my friends, and those that I count, I can't count on. And then, Lord, sometimes it seems like when I call on you, you're at a distance, and I don't feel you, Lord. I don't even know if you're coming. Listen, let me tell you, no, he's not coming. He's already there. And can I help you right here? Amen. What you are worried about this morning, what you are stumbling over this morning, what you are trying to figure out has not caught God by surprise. Amen. Before you got to Tuesday morning, he was already there. My God, I want you to know this morning that God can and God will stand by you, and he is right there with you right now. But we have to make a choice. Amen. We got to make a choice. Remember now, this is a faith walk. This is a walk that we take by faith. This is what we believe. This is what we stand upon. Amen. The promises of God, believing that they are true. For the promises of God is, according to Scripture, yea and amen. Listen, it says, so how can I be happy, truly happy? Psalms 1 gives us some insight on this, and this book is called A Wisdom Song, because we learn that happiness, that blessedness, amen, comes from a choice we make to follow God. Amen. It's a choice to give him direction, to give him clearance, to give us direction, and we take his instructions over our total life. Yeah. Amen. And it starts off, says, listen, how is this man blessed? First of all, he's blessed because he walks not in a counsel that is against his life. Listen to me. He walks in counsel that's not against, amen, his direction. My brother, my sister, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Darkness have no fellowship with light. Satan cannot fellowship in the same place with God. Amen. No man can serve two masters. You will love one or you will hate the other. You will cling to one or reject the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You got to make up in your mind who you going to follow. Amen. You cannot walk in the counsel of the ungodly and expect to receive godly instruction. So the first cause of this person being blessed, amen, is that the counsel that I walk in, when I need to talk, when I need clarity, when I need understanding, when I need someone to pray for me and with me. Yes, yes, I don't care how many people you got in your prayer warriors corner. Everybody can't pray for you. Everybody can't pray and watch who you lay, who lay hands on you. The Bible tells us to lay hands suddenly on no man. Watch, amen, who you share your most intimate thoughts with. Amen. You seek God first and let God show you, amen, and bring to you who to seek counsel from. Listen, not only does he not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but he does not stand in the way of sinners. I need to pause right there. My brothers and my sisters, listen, I don't know what your interpretation of that is, but let me tell you something. Standing in the way of sinners. Did you not know that your life that you live, amen, you could be a hindrance to somebody who's trying to find Jesus? Amen. I guess you've heard it before. You're at the church. You're standing at the door. You won't go in and you won't let nobody else in. In other words, my brother, my sister, the life of a hypocrite. Amen. Your talk don't line up with your walk, and your walk sure don't line up with your talk. People are looking. People are listening. And did you not know your life may be the Bible that draws them closer, amen, to see and to hear about the Lord. Amen. But when people see us, amen, and they see us one way on Sunday, amen, and we are sanctified and we are Holy Ghost filled on church days, but on other days, anything goes. No, you're standing in the way of sinners. Oh, my God. Then not only do you stand, not only does he not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Amen. You don't glare down your nose at folk, amen, who miss the mark, amen, and scorn everybody else when your door still has a little trash that you need to sweep up around it yourself. My brothers and my sisters, listen, amen, I'm talking about the keys, amen, to victorious living, a keys to a happy life, amen, a keys to a life that you can walk blessed, amen, and highly favored by God on a daily basis, amen. It's possible. Yes, it is. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have to go through storms. I'm not saying that we won't have trials and tribulations, but this is what I am saying. A child of God that will walk in the way of God, amen, understand that peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is knowing where to go when trouble comes. I feel it right here. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, listen. He goes on to say, amen, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You hear me? I get my pleasure. I get my instructions. I get my joy from the law of the Lord. You remember, Bible readers, you remember when in the book of Joshua, when Moses had died and God had taken him off and buried himself, and Joshua was waiting around, amen, with the children, and they had one more river, the Jordan, to cross. And God said, Joshua, get up, for you are the one now to lead these people across the Jordan. And he told Joshua on several occasions, I only be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. Then he gets down to the point, he tells him, he said, and be careful to follow every word of the law. Don't go to your left nor go to your right, but stay in with the confounds of my word, and thou shalt find much success. My brothers and my sisters, listen, I'm not going to tell you that the weapon won't form, but I am going to tell you that it cannot prosper. That's scripture, amen, because we got to understand, amen, that Satan ain't after nothing that he already got. Amen. He's after the ones, amen, who is sold out to Jesus Christ. Amen. And he's always on your trail, and you're always in your way. But you have got to know, amen, not to go with him to his sandbox to play with him in a sand of misery, but just remember and say to yourself, great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. No, Satan, you cannot have my joy. You cannot have my delight. Amen, because, amen, God gave it to me, and I have a choice and instructions on how, amen, I can maintain my stability. Listen, he said his delight is in the law of the Lord. Listen now, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. My brothers and sisters, how many times have you went to pray to God, and you gave him your laundry list of all the things you needed him to do? Sometimes crying in tears for the burden and the pain that you had weighing on you, and you just laid there and cried until you cried out. And when you got done, you got up and went about your way. I'm pausing for a reason. I want you to chew on that for a minute. You got done and you went about your way, and nothing happened that you can put your finger on. Can I share with you, my brothers and my sisters, that when you meditate day and night, when you sit down and you chew and you digest and you rehearse and you marinate your heart and spirit in God's word, if you talk to him, amen, and after you talk to him, pray to him, crossing him, if we didn't get up in a haste to be on to our next task, we'll find out that God will answer you. Hallelujah. God will talk back to you. Many times we say, well, I prayed, but the Lord didn't answer. The answer came, but you weren't at home. Oh, yeah, Yes. The answer came, but you had left, amen, before your package got there. Sometimes we got to do what David said. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and be of good courage. Again, I say, wait on the Lord. Oh, yes, I'm a witness that he will talk back to you, amen, if you wait on his answer. Amen. But you got to understand, amen, that God knows how and when to do what God's going to do. Listen, and it goes on to say that this blessed person, this man, amen, here's how he's blessed. Here's how the victorious life is lived. Amen. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I want to pause the game. Amen. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and his sin. I would just take, first of all, know where the tree is planted. The tree is planted by rivers of water, which suggests to me that God positions you in a place to where you can feed constantly. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside still waters. Have I got a witness? Amen. He leadeth me. God keeps me where, amen, he can supply to me the living water of life. Amen. The rivers, amen, of water. You ever took note that trees that are planted by rivers of water are always lively looking? Amen. You don't see too many rotten trees because the roots of that tree is going down into the ground. Amen. To the same vein, maybe, of water feeding that river flow. Amen. God knows how to position you to where he can keep you alive, to where he can keep you replenished, to where he can keep you restored, where he can keep you vital, where he can keep you strong, where he can keep you encouraged, where he can keep you powerful. God knows how to do it. Now listen. Now it's planted by the river, but however it's planted by the river, listen, but it brings fruit in his season. Oh, my God. My brothers, my sisters, listen. The Bible, the Bible lets us know, amen, to humble ourselves upon the mighty hand of God. And in due season, amen, he will exalt you. Listen, we got to understand, amen, that although we walk and we live blessed lives, amen, according to scripture, if you follow the instructions of someone, but I want you to know that there are the seasons of life is you will still subject to. As according to the book of Ecclesiastes says, amen, for there is a season for everything that happens under the sun. My brothers, my sisters, we'll still have seasons of sickness. We'll still have seasons of death. We'll still have seasons, amen. Those things that come to others will still come to us, amen. But listen, but also along with that, we will have a season, amen, to where, amen, our fruit, amen, will blossom and come forth. And I thank God. You can thank God for your due season. You got a due season, amen, that the devil can't stop. Your enemies can't stop. It cannot be hindered. God is giving you a season, amen. If you don't faint not, amen, you got a due season coming. Somebody ought to be glad about that. Now, I don't know what's in your season. I don't know how God's going to bless you. But when God brings forth fruit, amen, from our labor and from our lives, amen, God knows how to do it, amen, in the grandiosest way, amen, that we can imagine. Let me go on here. Listen, he said, his leaf shall not wither, amen, and whatever he shall do it shall prosper. Listen, this is the recipe, if you will. This is the instructions for one who will live a victorious life, for the one who will live happy, the one who will live blessed is that if we follow these instructions, amen, that we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, if we don't stand in the way of sinners, nor we don't, if we don't sit in the seat of scornful, but if we take our delight in the law of the Lord and we meditate day and night, no Sunday morning service and Wednesday night Bible study is not enough. No, no, no. Listen, I've been married 25 years to my beautiful wife, and I didn't get there just talking to her and engaging with her for 2 days a week. Excuse me. Amen. No, it took, amen, every day to the year, amen, every day through struggle and sometimes hard times that we build with the help of God, amen, the happy family that God has allowed us to have. Amen. So therefore, you have to know, my brother, my sister, yeah, amen, amen, that you got to stay with it, amen, through the good and through the bad. And the Bible says, amen, your leaf will not wither, amen, because he will position you to where he can feed you even in the drought of time. And whatever you shall do shall prosper. Why? Because your heart is right, because your motive is pure, because your character, your demeanor is humble, and you're pleasing before the Lord, and meditate upon his word, you receive his direction, you're careful to follow it. Amen. Now, I must let you know that there is a blessing for following, amen, the ways of the Lord. Amen. But there's also a penalty, amen, if you choose to do this thing your way. My brothers, my sisters, listen, I know that we don't, that we live in a time now that we don't like, I got 7 minutes to do this and I'm going to do it, that we don't like to talk about, amen, hell no more, because we think hell, talk about hell in church. Amen. God is a good God. And why if he love us so much, man, why would he, amen, why would he let us go to hell? Why would he let all bad things happen? Listen, God is not allowed, God, look, you, let me say that, it's not God that's doing it to us, we do it to ourselves. For we have a choice to make. You have a choice to live victorious, or you have a choice to live in misery. It's your choice. When we, I baffle at people sometimes, when we make choices to do evil and we suffer for that, we want to then say, why would God allow that? No, why would you go against the way of the word of God? God's word is true. God's word is not marked. He said, God is not marked. Whatever you sow, that will you also reap. You can't expect to sow discord and reap blessings. You can't sow division and reap unity. You can't sow envy and reach happiness. And you cannot sow wrong and reap right. You have to do it the God's way. Now let me tell you what he says in retrospect to the blessed man. He says the ungodly. Listen to now. Now at the beginning he said, blessed is the man that walking not in the counsel of the ungodly. So listen, now he's talking to the ungodly. He's under God. Ungodly are not so. But they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. My brothers and my sisters, there is a way that seemeth right, amen, but the end thereof is destruction. You cannot do and live like you want to live, amen, and expect, amen, to reap heaven's benefits. There is a way. You have to come to the Lord, and you have to give him your whole life. Yeah. You have to understand what Paul says in the Corinthians. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God, and he who defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. God is not just concerned about your soul. God is concerned about your total self. God is concerned about everything about you. Amen. But if you don't make right choices, amen, you will fall into the second clause of this song. But I would encourage you today, amen, to not let the devil fool you to make you think, amen, that it don't take all of that. I'm so tired of hearing people talk about it don't take all of that. Take all of what? It takes everything that God said in his word for us to make it in. It takes it all. Listen, you got to be saved. Huh? You have got to be saved. You have got to be baptized, and you have got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you got to have the Holy Ghost. You can't live this life on your own terms. You cannot have it your way. You cannot do it outside of the Bible. The Bible is your roadmap to glory. You have to stay within the confines of Scripture. I don't care what people say. You can't buy your way in. I don't care who you know. You don't have enough hookups to get into heaven. Amen. You got to be, must be, born again. My brothers and my sisters, my time is almost up. Amen. I'm thanking God again for the opportunity. But I want to encourage you today. Listen. I want to tell you something. I said this in a sermon one time, and I want you to remember this. Take this with you today. God has given you too many ups for you to live this day and be down. It happened at your awakening this morning. Let me rehearse them for you. First of all, he woke you up. You open your eyes. He allowed you to look up. Then he gave your body strength to get up. After you got up, you went to your kitchen, and he provided food for you to eat up. Gave you electricity and water in your house for you to go to your personal bathroom and clean up. Put clothes in your closet. Now you can dress up. Now you're off to work. How you going to get there? He gave you transportation for show you to drive up. My brother, my sister, you see all those ups that he have given you up. You've been going up. So why are you going to let somebody bring you down? Just in this morning, you getting up out of your bed and making it to your now present destination. God did that for you. God blessed you. Amen. Where there's others right now who are woke but can't get up. There are those now who are hungry but have to have a feeding tube because they can't eat. There are those, amen, who desire to have their bathroom, amen, but they're on the street somewhere and they got to find a service station to go into the bathroom and wash up with a water and maybe a dirty rag that never been washed. You don't know, amen. God has been too good to you. There are those, amen, right now, amen, who don't even know how they're going to make ends meet, who don't even know where the next meal is coming from, who don't even know, amen, who are looking, amen, for anyone to give them clothes and raiment, who just trying to struggle and make it through this day. And look at you with your blessed self, woke up with all class amenities. God has given you a 5-star awakening. You got food. You got shelter. You got clothes. You got home. You got car. You got children. You got money. You got all that. Why in the world are we going to walk through this day with our heads down when he's given us too much already to lift? We get so much to lift our heads up. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I got to get out of here until the next time. It's 10 o'clock. I thank you. I thank you for listening. I hope I said something to encourage somebody to let you know, amen, that you can live a blessed life. You can live your best life. You can live a victorious and a happy life. If we get into the Word of God and see what God has to say, follow his instructions, my brothers and my sisters, there is no secret what God can do, amen, in your life. God bless you. This is Pastor Michael A. Austin, pastor of the Olden Missionary Baptist Church, Lewisburg, North Carolina, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road. Amen. If you're anywhere near, come see us. If you can't, stream us live on YouTube on Wednesday night at 7 for Bible study, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. Pray for me if you can't come. Amen. We'll see you when we see you. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless.
What a powerful word. What a powerful word. I want to thank Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Be sure to join him every first and third Tuesday of each month right here with Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Again, what a powerful word as always, Pastor Austin. Looking forward to catching you on the third Tuesday of this month. God bless you. Thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one gorgeous at Gadibbery Christian Station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music, just like you love it. I know that's right.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 gospel station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Pastor Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Come on! Make it right now. You made it. You made it. You made it.
Gospel Station.
Come on, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, put your hands together, put your hands together. We still clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this? You still know how to clap like this? Come on, throw the praise, let's take them there. There's been a change.
Magicians, we just put magic into our music.
God bless us. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, if he has to reach way down, we're going to have some church now. I'm gonna put those hands together. Y'all know this song? y'all know this song. Y'all don't mind helping us sing. Here we go. Listen. Did it have to reach way to pick you up? If he has to reach way, oh yeah. If he has to reach way, oh yeah. I can't hear y'all. Jesus. If he has to reach, can I get a witness out there? If he has to reach, oh Lord, Jesus, listen, listen. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, it's like they're doing the same things. What? If they have to reach way, Jesus, if he has to reach, can I get a sanctified witness? If he has to reach, yes, here we are. Jesus, I got one more thing, listen here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so more, just preaching for the money, and I care it for the soul. If you can't preach, my brother, the way you used to, because I know the same things, but I couldn't do it if I had to reach away. Jesus, if you have to reach, if you have to reach, yes, you will. Jesus, oh, I feel good. Should ever have a reach, if he has to reach, if the Lord has to reach, with down on your soul, to touch your eyes, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We came to let you know, still will pick you up. Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a husband. He can be a husband. He can be a mama. Said yes to you. Said yes to you. Said yes to you. I know here we are. I know here we are. I know here we are. Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? I know here we said yes to you. Said yes to you. I know here we. I know here we. I know here we. Said it didn't for me. Said it didn't for me. What fine that time. What pride that she'll pick you up.
Jesus, what's the name? Jesus. me know that God is up to something. He's doing something in our midst. We love you, God. Yeah. I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around, say, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. God is doing something. Say, right now, he is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. Say, he is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. Say, he is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. Jesus, all of my hope is in the name,
the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name, the name of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? He's up to something. Those of you, you've been praying, you've been fasting, he's up to something. He's moving something. Something has to move. Something has to break. Something's got to turn. It ain't going to be this way forever. Let me encourage you this morning. Let me speak against what you've been feeling these past few months. God will turn it around. Say it with me. God, turn it around. Shout it again. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. So we know. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. Say. Why? Where there was no. Why? And ignite that faith this morning. I'll see you. I'll see you move.
Breakthrough will come. Come in the name,
the name of Jesus. So God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around in my favor. God, turn it around. God, heal it again. Remove it again. Oh God, God, deliver again. God, restore again. God, bring change again. In our time and generation, revive us again. Bring us back again. It's not a begging thing, but it's just a declaration. God, turn it around last time. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. If you believe that, give him a great shout of praise in this room.
Many of you, I told you all of our songs are slow. Now, it's true, you're 5 hours, but this is slow. We have our own way. And we don't do a lot of jumping around and carrying on. It's fine for people that are able to do it. I'm not able to do that. We're not able. We don't do a lot of running around and try to pull you up out of your seat and pull out stuff there, because I'm not able to do that. But I try to sing songs with meanings and understanding. And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. I try to make it real plain. And now is Jesus' time, that we want to talk to him in just a little bit now. Oh my God, he's so good. Yes, sir. I want to tell him, Jesus. I want to tell you something, Lord.
Jesus,
I don't want to get in no hurry.
I just
want to talk to you a little bit.
Jesus,
I want to tell you. I love you. You've been good to me. I love you, Jesus. You've been good to me. You've been so good. Better to me than I've been to myself. I want to tell you again, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to take time and tell you, because you took time and blessed me. You didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. And I want to tell you, Lord. Oh, oh, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to tell you. I want to tell you, Jesus. I love you. Words won't do it. But I just want to tell you anyhow. I love you. Y'all can take a little nap on this one. Y'all can take a little nap on this one if you want to. Go ahead. Oh, my God. We're talking to Jesus anyhow. Right now, Jesus, I want to thank you. I got something to thank you for. You woke me up early this morning. You put food on my table. I want to thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you again, I just want to tell you thank you. You put clothes on my back. I remember when I didn't even have good shoes to wear. I had to tie them up and put wire in them to hold them on my feet. Yeah, Lord! I had patches all over my clothes. But you kept me, Lord. Yes, it is.
Up all the same God that healed my body, he healed You saved my soul. seek justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud, time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher till we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Even if it's just us, still, say that again, even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world, yeah. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream center. We gon' change the world. Raise it up!
overcome someday. We shall over. Hold on, I heard you, prophet. Today.
Go ahead and praise him.
Try.